What's happening?
You know what? We were having some technical difficulties here, but I guess the show is on, man. They had us, the board was having issues. If you call in, you're listening, let everybody know we're gonna get this show rolling, man. I gotta make a few calls real quick, get my guys on here, but just hold on tight for a second. Let me go on and open up a couple mics here so we can see what's going on, man. 248-0004, your mic is open. 248-004, your mic is open.
What's up,
Tony?
It's Big Perm. I got a lot of background noise, but I can hear you.
Big Perm, what's going on? Hey, man, we had issues with the board. We were finally able to get up in here, man. You know, it was issues on their side over there, so I'm trying to get everybody together so we can get this show going, boy, because we got a lot to talk about, baby.
Yeah, man. It was a well damn doozy.
Yes, sir. I know the one thing. I mean, we already got some callers on the line listening. I don't want to open the door yet till I can get these guys on. But, man, listen, man, Chicago, y'all did y'all motherfucking thing out there, man. I said it the week before, man. The body don't matter. What name was on the top of that check. What's the bottom of that check say, Big Perm?
Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Didn't somebody say it was going to be all Detroit cars in the shootout? Didn't you say it was going to be all Chicago cars in the shootout?
Come on,
did
man.
Did you say that last week? I remember you saying that, man.
I didn't say that to them, man. I ain't say that to them, man. I mean that is a Michigan based track. This is a Michigan based show. We ain't take over, did we? I know one thing. Who the last man standing?
It's always Illinois man. Joe, you know I did tell Meatball we might have to make that US 141.
I mean, all they got to do is put an Illinois zip code at the bottom of it. Shit, because for real, we taking that bitch over. Shit. All they got to do is put an Illinois zip code on that. They'll get the mail. Hey, let me go through here, try to open this up. 708-4855, your mic is open.
Oh,
you're breaking up real bad.
I'm breaking up bad.
Yeah, you're breaking up real bad.
Oh, okay. How about how it sound right now?
Nope, you're still breaking up, buddy. You know, we having some issues. You know, again, I want to let all the callers know we apologize. There was some issues with the board here, so we started up late, but I'm glad that, you know, you guys were persistent and you called back, you know, and we're going to get it going because we got a lot to talk about tonight. You know, I see mostly Illinois numbers popping up. You know, where the Detroit guys at? Come on with it. No, you're breaking up bad, buddy.
God damn. Maybe I better hang up and call back. I'm going to have a call back.
There you go. Illinois,
57, 54,
your mic is open.
It's Donye, what's happening?
What's going on, Donye? What's happening, brother?
Sound like you're way in the back.
What was that?
Okay. Now you sound better now. I couldn't hear you at first.
Hold on a minute. Then that might be me. Let me go on and switch this piece.
What'd you say?
I say I want to stick the damn run last night, man. This big firm, he said that's right.
Y'all breaking up bad.
Yeah, you breaking up too.
We're all of us breaking up.
Got to be. Something wrong with the show tonight?
Hey,
now I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, we having some issues here because I can't hear you guys too well.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see what we can do here. Though.
Real clear.
We can hear you.
What was that?
Sound like everybody else breaking up.
Whoever was just talking was breaking up real bad.
Yeah, that's an issue we got.
Kevin, I think that's you. You the one sound like you breaking up.
Nah, it's Donye Slouch. You breaking up too every time you talk.
Don't yeah, you know what? You know what? Yes. I mean,
now
the board, whatever the problem is with the board, it's got all our mics breaking up.
Okay.
Damn it, man. Donye. We're going to have a hell of a show too, boy.
Yeah, Donye.
Yeah.
That was a good race, man. Real, very, very good race, man. I want to thank you for coming out. I know this was your time for you and your wife. I want to say thank you for showing up and showing out. Thank you for your win against, you know, off the trailer and also the upset. Just want to thank you for your support for everything.
Ain't no problem.
There you go. You guys just cleared up.
That was a hell of a race.
Hey, Donye, I'm going to say this like this, man. You got a bad bitch, boy.
Yeah.
With every intent and purpose, man, out of all the runs, I understand. You didn't come out where you wanted to come out. But Cold Killer Cold Killer has never been pressed the way you pressed that man yesterday, man. And on the rematch,
Yes, sir. This big firm, and I bet that every motherfucking day of the week, man.
Donye, your past didn't look the way most of your passes have been looking. If that man so much as would have hiccup, he was dead, man, which I understand. It don't mean nothing today, but listen, brother, you a bad man, and people better take notice, boy. Ain't no bullshit in your game, partner. Hell no. Shit. Again,
yeah.
We took a hit, Slouch. We took a hit with Cold Killer. But motherfucker Chicago, shit. I mean, like I told Perm, you weren't on the line yet, Slouch. I'm going to keep it real with you. All y'all got to do, man, the zip code for Martin, Michigan, US 131. If y'all put an Illinois zip code on the bottom of that bitch, they going to receive the mail, brother. I promise you they'll receive the mail.
I told them we're going to make that motherfucker US 141.
Hey, Big Perm, you know, we come from the land of the gangsters. It ain't nothing new to go somewhere else and take over now. Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to also give a big shout out to Mantia for winning the whole thing. Last man standing, man.
Yeah,
that car,
that's a bad man.
That's a bad man.
That man got balls of steel.
Yeah.
Listen,
he had that car running.
I was telling Slouch, man. You know that car. That man's still going through the stages with it. I don't believe we've seen that car at its full potential. You know, that's a bad man. Any one of them cars that made it to the final four, listen, man, they're dangerous, man.
Y'all put on a great show, boy. That's for sure. Y'all put on a great show.
I think a lot of them cars got a lot of power. Everybody just gotta get a hold of it. That's all. You gotta manage it.
They're all making a lot of power. That's where it's at. And I mean, from what I saw, I didn't make it down there. From what I saw, 131 was off the chain. You know,
them
boys gave y'all what y'all wanted there. You know, and again, we got to thank them because I mean, if they wouldn't open the doors the way that they did, what are we gonna be doing this at? Because realistically, on our behalf, Slops, we ain't got nothing over here. We really don't have nowhere that's willing to open the door for us so we can do it the way we want to do it, you know? So, you know, shout out to 131. We thank them very much.
Yeah.
Hey, Slops, I need Reg on here, man, because Reg got issues tonight, boys, you know?
I think he's in the corner, sucking his thumb, closing his eyes, trying to fall asleep somewhere.
You know, I said I was gonna do like Fidel Castro, man, and just take over tonight. But I ain't gonna do that, man. I'm gonna let y'all come in here. Don't get out of line now. Let's talk about anything y'all want except for grudge racing. Cause for real, my understanding. Michigan, hey, Donye, Perm, if I'm wrong, they don't want no trouble, man. Not for real. You know, y'all want us to come into your sandbox and play, but you really don't want us to. That's my understanding.
Hey, Junior, I was telling them, they were saying how bad our track is. So I say, y'all see what happened when we get on a good track. Y'all don't want to come up there fucking around.
No doubt. 313.
Yeah.
7054, your mic is open.
This is Reggie.
313.
It's Reggie.
Oh, that's Reg. That's Reg.
Reggie who? Reggie Hammond? This ain't Reggie Hammond, is it? What's
it's
up,
a new
man?
Shit up in town.
Ooh, wee.
Hey, man, look. Let me be the first to say it. Chicago, I apologize. Hey, Chicago, hey. I apologize. Big gazillionaire,
hey.
Big 7'8". Hey, man, I can't say, look, them boys came to play, man. They was on kill.
Yeah, they weren't playing.
Donye was on kill, man. I'm sitting up here, everybody around me saying, man, if I was in that race that Donye and Cold Killer was in, I said, I think I'd have threw up in my helmet, man. Too much damn pressure.
Hey, but you know what? That's what it's all about.
Say, man, what happened to Kimo, man?
He paid the punk
Kimo
out at 3 o'clock.
Hey, please.
We are
not
going to
speak
about Kimo and ran back in the bushes, man.
In the bushes. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's exactly. Back in the bushes,
man.
Hey,
listen, y'all. Y'all know where I was telling people to go.
Man.
Hey, Junior. The bouncy
yes.
house was full. The kids was mad because all the fake races was in the bouncy house. Now, first of all, I ain't talking about Kimo. No, I am not. He was on the line ready to run, but all the mother motherfuckers. The bouncy house was full. Hey man, I ain't never seen so many size 12s and 13s. You know how you gotta take your shoes off before you get in the bouncy house.
Hey.
All of them lined up.
Hey, Ridge. Being that they were cold suckers, I would have ran by there and took all they got. I would have took one shoe from each motherfucker.
I just told them they in there locking in with each other. I guess they running to the other side of the bouncy house, right?
you know what the thing is, man? It's cool when you on the phone. It's cool when you on the internet, when you on these different sites. But, man, when you step into the thing, man, it's a totally different story. All that bullshit, no game plan, fight plan, come on, man. That shit go out the window. Shit. And
man,
those that can attack are those that will survive, man.
I tell you what, man, we got one more chance to get this Chicago shit right. We got one more chance. Man, for real,
Reg. Y'all got it the way it's supposed to be. Y'all provide the track. Y'all provide the food. Y'all provide the surface, the environment, the money, and we go over there and take it all. I mean, what better can it get? Y'all doing the right thing. I mean, Danye, are them boys doing it right? Big Perm. I mean, shit, you can't be no better host.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, you know, we keep messing around over that. Detroit
gave me all the
chicken
and hamburgers I wanted. Made sure I got waters and gave the kids our kids waters. And, you know, we was mad. It was so nice, man.
That's what's up.
Man, our whole goal, man, look, the whole goal of this idea that Slouch and Lil Tony had, man, was like, we don't get to see the big boys out here playing like the Danyes, Cold Killers, you know, the Tates, the Mark Cranks, the Johnny Quicks. You know, cats just don't get a chance to have all of that on one surface and one track. And we were saying, like, how can we make this event where, you know, it's a great experience? Point in case, man, check this out. Great story. Chick I know was just watching me pump this stuff out, Slouch and I, and she said her and her husband just jumped in the car with their son because he happened to see Donnie and Cold Killer's car, and he was like, man, I want to see that car. And he said, I can take you to see that car. And he took him. Man, he had to go home last night because it was late, and he didn't get to see Donnie and Cold Killer run. Man, I'm watching her drag him. He crying, and he 8 years old, man. He crying because he got to go. This boy up here boo-hooing, shirt wet from kids falling because his two favorite cars couldn't run. And then when we was pulling for the name, I told him who Cold Killer and Danye was. Man, this dude almost peed on himself because he's sitting up there with his mouth open. Like, they tried a car? Yeah, they tried a car. Man, he went nuts. He was up there jumping up and down. I mean, this kid had the greatest experience ever. He said all he talked about in church today was like, man, Cold Killer and Danye. She said, you in church? You can't be talking about drug racing right now in church. But, I mean, that's just a small story, though, man, that, you know, you guys, you know, you got this young generation that want to be like, I'm gonna get me a race car. I'm gonna follow you, and you guys are doing it right. You guys are true professionals when you do it. But you know, just the fact that we're giving the family an experience—they drove 3 hours to come watch that race last night.
I mean, that's what it's about, man. I mean, when you look at it across the board, you guys. Because I'm speaking as a fan. I'm not speaking as a participant. You know, you guys, man, you guys are giving us what we want. You know, I mean, there's maybe 50 other matchups that everybody wants to see. But week in and week out, Danye, you all over the place trying to do your thing. You know, Cold Killer, Chris Newton, and them, they all over the place trying to do their thing. I mean, honestly, the South right now, and I know we got people from the South listening to the show. Y'all might be jealous
But guess what? We provided something that you're not, because if you provided it, you would have these races live down there. We wouldn't be having them up here, man. And I'm going to tell you this, on behalf of the fans, man, I'm proud as hell that y'all come up this way to do this, man. Hell yeah.
They gonna start coming this way. They got to start coming this way regularly.
No doubt.
Hey, man, and most people, Junior, most people think, man, like we had a couple cats saying, y'all making bank. You can ask George, and God is our witness. We break even on this. We just love it. Hey,
If that last month
we came out of extra to pay out, but we break even, man. I mean, we spared nothing on the food. We spared nothing on putting out that guaranteed money. I mean, we break even every time.
You guys want to see races. Y'all want to race.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's where a lot of promoters, a lot of track owners, they lost focus of what this is about. They don't care whether you race, whether you had a good time, whether your family had a good time. They don't care about none of that. You know what they care about? They care about getting that ticket. You know, at the end of the night, that's all they care about. You know?
Man, it's cats that came out as soon as they saw that Donye and Cold Killer, man, cats was like, man, yeah, they ain't racing. What were they saying, George? They ain't racing.
Yeah, okay.
And then when it came man, that race was like epic, man. That race gonna be talked about for years, man. That was the most incredible thing I experienced in my short time of drag, you know, grudge racing.
That's it, man. Hey, give me 1 minute. Let me open up some of these lines. 313-2850, your mic is open. 404-3716, your mic is open.
What's going on?
Come on in. Tight man. What's happening?
Trying to make it back in, man. And my personal opinion, Lil Tony Slouch, Reggie, and y'all guys put on one hell of a show. And if y'all haven't noticed, every month that y'all throw a show, we pretty much there. And you know, just to hear the story about the young kid that enjoys seeing us, man, that's the reason why we do it. That's the reason why I stay up 42 hours straight. Just enjoy the fellowship and stuff, man. And I just want to give my hats off to the Fade to Black, man. Them guys came in and they knocked a couple of heads off, and you know, they had to meet that great white. And you know, we do what we do. But I want to give a big shout out to Street Team.
You're breaking up, tight man.
Oh yeah, I was just saying, Aaron King. I think they called himself Eastside Stranglers.
Aaron is with Street King. Eastside Stranglers. They're out of Chicago. That's enough. That's Big Perm and them.
Big Perm, man. They gave you $50, man. Oh, that's my dad, man. I appreciate you, Burn. I appreciate you, baby. You know,
you got that bet. You got that bet every day of the week. It's already locked. Anytime that race go down, it's locked, man. You just locked in with people else.
Oh, yeah, man. You locked for life then. Because the same result's going to happen. The same result's going to happen. But
I can tell you, got to show me every time.
Well, guess what? You know, growing up, your mama beat your ass every time you got out of line when you done the wrong thing. Well,
and then I stopped taking ass whoopings. Then I stopped taking ass whoopings. Mama, even mama don't whoop me no more.
Oh yeah, but you ain't gave none. Now. I come over there and them goddamn. I locked every couple of years in the Eastside Stranglers. Nah, I'm just bullshit, man.
Hey, one day I'm gonna get grown now, goddamn. You don't be able to whoop me no more.
Hey, my hat's off to you. Much respect, and you had a problem. You had a problem, and you've been down here in the South. If a dude have a problem down here in the South, they ain't gonna go, man. They ain't gonna go. But you had an issue. You went over there, you and Unc them, and y'all came together, and hey, man, this grudge racer, man, and you know it with the utmost respect. You know, Donye, well, you have been a little nervous now. You have been a little nervous, but who don't get nervous before a good grudge race, man? Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Damn good, bro.
It was a good one.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Big Ball, what's happening, man?
Man, June, listen, June. First off, man, whoever didn't come there, you stupid motherfuckers missed a good event.
Hey, hold on, man. Let me mute your mic,
Let me.
I didn't like that comment there.
Come on with it, man.
All right, June.
Come on with it,
June.
Thank you. Man, your hats off, man, to everybody who came out in grudge race, man. Your hats off to what's his name? Mantia, the last man that was standing. What was that?
Yes, sir. I just caught it right now. I'm trying to clear it out.
Hey, got it right there.
Hey, Junior, could I say one thing, man? Could I say one thing?
Yeah, you can. Come on with it.
To Chicago and the Michigan playoffs. Hey, man, where are these fans, man? Y'all guys putting on great shows, and these fans are not coming out like I feel they should come out when you got guys coming from the South and we trying to do what we do. Y'all motherfuckers need to come out because y'all should have came and enjoyed the show, man. These guys are spending good money, and we trying to put on good shows, and goddammit, y'all ain't showing up. If you ever do number, come out there and slap me in the mouth. Slap me in the mouth. It's worth your
$20. You know what?
You're
correct on that. And I'm going to say this, and I know, let me always put my disclaimer like I do. I don't give a fuck who likes it or don't like it. I'm going to say it the way it is. You know, there's too much little petty bullshit going on to where, man, I'm not going out there. Man, he didn't come over here. Man, I'm not going over there. Listen, man, if you a true grudge racer, again, this is my opinion, which it don't mean shit. You know, if you a true grudge racer, man, and you really want to see these races, you going to go regardless. Now, I can see if those that are having the show, you know, or they're having the event of promoting it, you know, treat you in an ill fashion, you know, they got no respect, no regards towards you, your people, then okay. But because I'm not going, man, I ain't going either. Come on, man, don't play that, man. And that's what a lot of these guys are doing, you know.
Yeah, Tony and Slouch and Red, they always put on a good show. And have a lot of stuff for the people, for the kids, and you know, if y'all miss that, y'all missing a good time. It's a good family
too. That's right. I mean,
Junior.
Yeah. Yesterday was the first time,
Junior,
man, that I brought my family out. And,
hey, what's that background
dog,
noise?
I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it as we speak.
Man, where is Reggie and little Tony at?
Reggie is here.
Hey, Reggie. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Is that Danny?
Yes.
Hey, Reggie. I just want to congratulate y'all on a good show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all put on an excellent show. The grand finale was excellent. But that last man standing,
Who won that? I can't remember who won that.
Hey, check this out, Danny.
Danny. Motor City Mafia was the last motherfucker standing.
Hey Danny, when I first came on, they'll tell you what I said. Junior, tell you what I said when I first came on.
I didn't hear you, Reggie. I didn't hear what you said when you first came on.
I said, let me be first. Let me be first to eat my words. I said it was Chicago came and they dominated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so y'all made the check out to somebody from Illinois, right?
Yeah, Slouch handed the money over to the is that the Michigan River over there, the Michigan Lake over there, Lake Michigan?
Oh yeah.
We handed it over.
Hey, because I thought Lil Tony, he should have put the media shirt on, the slouch hat on, because it wasn't a motor city of money.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
You're gonna stay your weak ass down when you go to talk about
LT,
baby.
Man, I told him to take that shirt off and put slouch shirt on, say media. Just start recording, because there's one more
motor
to
your
mouth inside. But you know,
hey Julian.
Like you said, tight man, you know the fans do need to come out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a traveling fan.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? It was a hell of a show, man. We had a good time. We talked shit. Man, it was some racing. It was some good side by side racing going on down through there, man.
Hey, Danny. You've been down south. You've seen our shootout. I'm not just saying this, man. Y'all have some hell of a shootouts up there, man. You know, I'm talking about the last couple of times, the last 2 months now, Detroit, y'all need to stand y'all weak ass up, man, because Chicago coming over there, and they fucking all y'all women and everybody.
Hey, Ty, can you please repeat that? I didn't hear what you said, Ty. What was that now?
You know I'm going to tell the truth. I say the last couple of times I've been up there, Michigan, y'all need to stand the fuck up. Wayne, never said it. Come help him out, man. God damn, Chicago won that motherfucker down.
Hey, Ty. Listen, hold on. Tight, this meatball tight. You know what, man? You right, man. The last couple of shootouts, man.
Meatball.
Meatball.
Oh, smart, Junior. I'm smart, man.
There you go.
Junior.
There you go.
Hey, Junior, you old dirty motherfucker, Junior.
Hey, Junior, old Tate trying to get in, man. He's 4855.
Hey, y'all got trouble now, boy. Tate, your mic been open. Come on
Tate.
In, brother. It's open.
Hold on, Jewel. Hey, Jewel, hold on. That damn Tate the Great was looking just like his name. Great.
That car was going great last night. They want to engage.
Hey,
hit him on the head. Because he might take that one-on-one I've been offering his ass ever since I met him, man.
I can't. Your phone was breaking up. You said he might take the one-on-one?
Yeah, I've been offering him one-on-one from a stop suspension car all year long, man.
Hey, listen, I got that's what I'm trying to explain to you, man. I have a true star suspension car on a 29-10-5. The man got a four-lane car on a W, which I don't need. I told him I don't even care nothing about that. I'm going to run your head up, man, no bars to no bars. Cold killer car, way faster than his, it ain't got no bars on it. Donye car, way faster than his, it ain't got no bars on it. He been running in shootouts with no bars on it, but the man didn't want to run me with no bars. He got a bigger tire on than me, and he got a four-lane car.
Hey, hold on, 1 second, Dave. Aaron, get off your motherfucking stomach, man. Get off your stomach. This man, first time to the track this year, and you laying down and tuning it up. Get your wheel out, man.
I made one pass, and I told him I was going to go down on his ass, man. I made two passes, and I said, down on his ass, I'm going to go, man.
Hey, I think he got a little sore after we split it up in him, man. I think that's what happened. He got a little sore.
This was before y'all even ran, Donye.
Oh, yeah. Donye took a car that ain't never made a full trip. And ran some up off in him all deep. You know how deep all deep is? You ain't got no more gears. Your balls in there.
I just like to keep it real. The man was walking around the track telling people I wasn't trying to go. And before it even got dark, I told the man to lock in. Lock in. As soon as you and Donye get through running, man, all you got to do is you got time to go back to your trailer. Charge your battery up, put gas in your car, do whatever you need to do to that motherfucker. You take them bars off, I'm going to knock your ass out, boy, with a true star suspension car.
You know what happened, Tate?
What?
Donye got to that belt before you could, but I promise on everything, man, that man told me he was going to lock your ass in, man. Hey, Aaron, here's
man.
The motherfucker, motherfucker.
Hold up.
I know you're on the phone.
Hey, this meatball. Hey, man, listen. I'm gonna try to get on my own. We can get this straightened out and get it going on.
So please do that immediately, meatball.
Well, I mean, what are we gonna straighten out? We both in another state right now. All I'm saying is,
over 100 people right there.
Hey, tight man. He went to you in the corner and told you that lie. He went to Donye trailer.
Okay.
He wasn't nowhere near me and said no shit like that. Anybody that was right there in the circle with me and Aaron was face to face all day long, the man did not lock in. They got it on video.
Oh.
Any motherfucker running in the bushes and play tough and try to hide their hand and throw a rock. That's what he did. He started speaking and telling y'all behind his back. A couple of guys, even three little came and said, man, Aaron over there in the corner talking about you. I ran over there and said, what you say? You over there talking about me? Lock your ass in, boy. Quit talking to these people behind my back, man. Hey, come on.
That's all he was saying. I ain't paid nothing. And every time you walked away, you started back talking.
I know this, man.
Hey, Tate, this the beginning, man? Is this the beginning, man? Make your statement,
you're...
Make your statement.
I just told
you.
Hey, what
is
it? Hey, every time he come over, I'm gonna shut up. But when he leave, I'm gonna keep talking.
Hey, guess what? I'm gonna make y'all a promise. I'm gonna be on his ass every time I see him at the track. He ain't gonna be able to keep on bobbing and weaving. And like I say, the
Street
longer
King.
He wait, the bigger the funeral gonna
the
be.
War.
Come on.
Street King.
The bigger the funeral gonna be.
Your warrant has been issued, man. Shit, they coming for you, boy.
Get off your stomach, Street King.
Hey, tight. Don't say that, man. The last thing, Hey, Ty, don't say that, because the last image I want projected across my head is a man booty up, man. Come on, man. Don't do that, man. Hey, you're breaking. Whoever it is that's speaking, you're breaking up real bad, man. Again, I don't know if you guys can hear me clearly. I want to apologize. They've had issues all night with the board. Hello. I can't hear you guys, man. We're having issues here. Hey, if you can hear me, I'm gonna shut the mics down and I'm gonna try to open you guys up one by one, see if we can correct this issue. If you can hear me, give me a holler real quick, cause I'm closing all the mics up. I'm closing all the mics up to see if I can find this problem we got here, man. Hello? Let me start again. I'm gonna start opening these mics up one by one. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Let's see if we got the issue corrected. 708-5754, your mic is open. Nope, we're still breaking up, man. Again, I apologize, man. I don't know what the issue with this is, man. They done played us bad today. 401-313, Reg, your mic is open, man. 708-4855, your mic is open. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. I'm going to open them up. Type man, you're back open again. Hello? Damn it, man.
I gotta give her $2
now.
$1 for the
chance
to get it.
Can you hear?
I hear that young lady. Yeah.
There we go. I'm sounding good now.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's fixed.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
This meatball.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got Street King on the line.
Well,
I'm going down. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Who was that with the noise?
Oh, they really
got that
phone. Hey,
Junior, Karen wants you to open his mic, too. 219.
I'm going down through the line, open them all up.
Hey, Street King.
What's up, Tight Man?
Hey, I was giving you a shout out, man, and I heard some disturbing news, man. That, you know that dude they call Tate the Great?
Yes. I know something about Tate the Great, but he ain't great.
Hey,
but I know him.
Hey, I got a question for you. Did you not tell me yesterday you was going to lock his ass in and go down on his ass?
Yes, I did, and I still will.
I had three lock-ins
yesterday.
Hold up. What happened, man? We all of us was at the track, man. What happened?
Hey, Aaron.
Listen, hold on.
Let me explain. On the shootout deal, they wanted me to get in the shootout. I said no. I walked over and locked in with Daniel's Monte Carlo. I was locked in to run that car, Leon, and a Camaro. When I ran Donye, I tried to lock in with Tay. He said he wanna make another pass. I wind up locking in with Turbo GT.
Oh wow. Hey man, stop lying to these people, boy.
Hey,
I tried to lock you in before you Hey man, Aaron, pull the video.
We was locked in already, man.
Hey man.
We was locked in, man.
Hey listen, hear what I'm trying to tell you. Before you and Donye ran, man, I said right there, I said, nigga, lock in, boy.
Listen, man, Donye was locked in already, man.
You just lied and said, when you and Donye, you said after you and Donye ran, you tried to lock me in, man, you lying, man. I tried to lock
you
in before y'all ran.
Said you need
when y'all got finished, hold up.
Video of it, man. I'm
on the phone right now. I tried to lock you in, man. Take them balls off. I'm going to baptize your ass. You kept saying no,
man.
Stop lying to these people, boy.
Hold
out,
man. I don't even want to talk about that.
Stop lying, boy.
Take the bars off.
Hey, man, I told you all day long.
What you want to lock you in?
I told you all day long.
You can make the time and date. Lock in there.
I told you.
Call her and
you going to
do better.
Lock in.
I'm not coming back down there.
Hey, guess what? I tell you what. You say that real easy. Lock your ass in and get up here to the Grove. I'll break your neck this weekend, boy.
I'm not coming out this week.
Hey, guess what? It's easy for the Michigan guys to always tell us to try to lock in and come down there. Lock your ass in and come up here this weekend. I'm going to show you something, boy.
I told you to come down here. You had the back tire if you came to Milan.
I don't want no back tire. Take the balls off. I'm going to run your head up dead easy.
Well, they all did, all right? They all.
Hey, I'm going to run you dead even, sir.
Hey, say, I like your motherfucking style. Street King, that man told you to get your ass down this weekend. What's the problem, man?
I just told him to get out this weekend. He just said he can't come nowhere. So I'm supposed to come to him?
I've been on the road for three weeks straight, man. I'm not going to go to another one. My kids go back to school this week.
I just come from here. I just come from down to their place, down in their territory. Lock you in to bring your ass up here. We're not going to keep running up there every time we want to lock you in,
son.
Aaron, if you're coming up here to come to 41, why you just don't come?
I'm not going, man.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you're coming up here for
you
that's
me,
Sunday,
you
so
give me
Sunday.
Not this week. I told you. I know it's Sunday. I can't make it. I'm not driving. I drove up there and back. I've been to
London. What week is good for you, man? Bring your ass on up here.
Shut your weak ass up talking about driving, motherfucker. I left 1:30 last night and I still ain't goddamn home. So, don't talk about no goddamn driving in the middle of 4 or 5 hours you talking about. They trying to go, man.
I work on this car. I do everything myself, man.
Miami.
I do the same thing, sir. That you ain't talking about nothing, man.
Yeah.
I go to the show with my family and my kids, boy.
You be at the track spending that heat, man.
I go to the track with my family, my kids, and my girl, man. So you ain't saying nothing to me, man. You ain't the only one that ain't got no heat. You got the whole team.
You be we can be there, all right?
You got a whole team, sir.
You don't try.
Gentlemen, about this, the week before the race, y'all can call in. We'll make it. You know, official. We'll lock it in. But as of right now, October 5th, God willing, y'all will go there and engage. Is that what we saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's on.
Yes, sir.
Street King, is that what
okay,
we saying?
Hold on. Now for Donye, you want to run that Monte Carlo back there too? You want to do that race back?
Oh, 500. Yeah.
Danye. I think I might have lost Danye. Let me see.
Okay, if you get him back
still
on.
On.
If anybody can
ask. Hey, hold on. No, I think I was on mute. Yeah, Aaron.
He's still
I sure
on.
Will.
You want to try
that back, Danye? Yep, I sure do.
Okay. 1 week before the race. We call in, we can lock it in. Same
mm-hmm.
thing we did last time.
Yep.
Hey, but look, check this
there
out.
There you go.
Hey, look, Danye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we was up under the tower and we locked in, I said I wasn't getting in that race, right?
Right.
Okay, we locked in then, right?
Yeah, we locked in then.
Okay. Then Tate wanted to lock in after that. I thought I had you, I had Leon in the race, and I had that Trans Am, that red Camaro with a big block in it. That's three races. They was over there wolfing, and he did say lock in. I told him I wasn't locking in no more cars. I had three already locked in. We haven't raced yet.
Man, you had already ran Leon and that other red car. You ain't never run, period, man. Stop it.
I didn't even run him.
And
he broke his car,
hey,
too. He's
and, hey, I'm going to ask you this, though. I'm going to see if you're a man of your word. I'm going to see what type of person you are. When me and you was on that phone, me, you, and June, and we called Leon, before you and Leon locked in, you said out your own mouth, you said, man, well, I know, Tate, I know you got 20 nines on your car, W's. I want to run Leon. If I run him, I'm going to put my big ties on. Then you probably ain't going to run with my big ties and Willie balls. So you said, well, I'm gonna probably keep the 29-10-5s on because I'm going to get in the shootout. I said, well, yeah, you might as well keep the 29-10-5s and no bars on and run me, man. And then just, if you can whoop Leon with them ties on, keep them ties on. You said, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, man. Now, did you not say that?
No, I said I wasn't getting in the shootout.
That?
I know we're getting in the shootout. No, I didn't. I wasn't getting in the shootout.
God.
I told
Aaron.
Look, Tony, and that before I
knew you and June was on the phone, man, and you didn't say you said you went, you ain't say you was gonna put on some 29s and get in the shootout with no balls.
I ain't even get no 29s until our shootout. I got them 29s and I got them from Wayne. He loaned them to me.
Okay, but you didn't say out your
no,
mouth, man.
Oh,
I know you got 29s on your car. You said, okay,
no, I
said, why the fuck? Okay,
no, man.
That's what
no.
I just want you to be
hey,
honest.
You misunderstood everything, Tay. You
hey,
misunderstood
Junior.
Everything.
Hey, Junior.
I said, I want to run Leon with the 31s on, but I ain't had no test. I'm going to run with my 29s on.
Yes.
So if you want to run,
yeah,
I'll
hey,
run.
Hey, Street
too.
King.
That's
give,
what I said.
Give me one second.
Hey, Junior,
Tate,
somebody
Street
else
want
to lock
yeah.
in with Aaron. They want you to open their mic over Terry, 219.
Terry, your line is open, Terry.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening, sir?
Hey, is this the guy from Gold Digger?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Aaron?
Hey, if you come up here anytime.
You are being requested at the front desk.
Hey, if you come up here for the Grove, you can get a 2-for-1 with Tate. Your boys. Your boys. No, if you want to come up here next weekend to race Tate, we'll give you a 2-for-1.
Tell them what the deal is,
Terry.
Well, your boy said
I got to take a break.
Your boy said you wanted a piece of the SVO, and it was too late yesterday. So if you want to come up here and get some of the SVO, too, you can get a 2-for-1.
Probably won't be up
now he got two reasons to get up here.
Hey, I ain't got no reason up there. I got a shop to run, too. I know why I'm behind on work, bro.
Is that
you
the car that ran Tony Vines? Is that the car that ran Tony Vines in
Indiana? No, that's not the car.
Oh, who? Hold on one second. Who was that motherfucker I cussed out up there last night, man? I always
E-words.
Asked him for the plate.
E-words.
On the car line, man.
That was E-Works.
E-Works. Hey, man,
Aaron.
That motherfucker there should have been swallowed at birth, man.
He thought Aaron Evans.
Yeah, a motherfucker should have swallowed him. And if they didn't swallow, they should have
hey,
swallowed
man.
That birth. Yeah.
Hey, tight man. He works.
Yeah,
he was a good man at heart. He just got issues, man.
Hey, who say you're a good man at heart? Who said that?
This Junior, man. You know, hey, you know I'm always, when somebody ain't on the line, I'm going to try to defend them, even though I want somebody else to hit them in the mouth. But he a good man at heart. He just got.
Hey, he just got crybaby ways, that's all.
Hey, guess what? Grown men don't motherfucking have no bitch ways, man. Always begging for a backstop. Always begging for a motherfucking backstop. Yeah, that motherfucker, he should have been motherfucking swallowed. And if he wasn't swallowed, his father should have strangled him and hit that turf.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, what's going
hey,
on?
Jerry.
Hey, I'd
yeah,
like to thank Michigan for the free food and the free money.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, man. Hey, I want to congratulate you guys, man. You guys brought the show to life, man. You guys did a great job, man. Again, to Mantia, SBO, Turbo GT, everybody that made it out there, Tate, Danye, you guys did a great job, man. This one to talk about. But now we got other pressing things. October the 5th. That's the last one. They're throwing everything out the window for that show, boy. So if you guys can make it, I mean, as always, it's an open invitation.
Is Reggie still on the phone?
That dude said thank you for the free money. He wanted to shoot out. Yes, sir. That's a part of his crew. That's his crew right there.
When the last race up there is on the 5th?
October the 5th, sir.
Hey, they want a lot
from me,
man.
He's on the line, Terry. That's tight, man, right there.
We don't want no problems with him. I just wanted to test the water. LT already told me they had the back tire. If he said it, they motherfucking got it. That's why they said they won't. That's why I told Little Tony, add the brake. Add the brake to it, and we was going to take it.
Ho. We don't add no brakes, man. You buy brakes. Get all that money, and don't be talking about no 500, no 1,000, no shit like that. All the money. You motherfucking starting the race.
You said add the money, we can start the race?
Yeah, it depends on his arm. We're gonna show you we'll go out the back door with that motherfucker. Come on now. Let's get serious now. When we know we will go out the back door, we don't like to because we have to change the goddamn setup of the car. But we'll change that motherfucker. He bet enough hard money.
Well, I mean, this
hey,
is... This
hey, Tank, that's all we need to hear.
This is one... Hey, Tank Man.
Yes, sir.
Gazillionaire. I'm going to make a suggestion, which I hate doing, but I'm going to do. Maybe this is something that you guys should get on the phone some other time. And, you guys get on the phone, you know, figure that out there, because that ain't something that needs to be public knowledge. And once you guys come to an understanding, come on back on the show and let's put this shit together, baby. You understand?
And you don't have no problem with that.
Well, Mom Money Industries, I help you. It sounds real good to see that. See that car go out the back door now. I'm speaking as a fan now. I'd love to see that cold killer go out that back door, boy.
It's just like watching an airplane on the runway. That motherfucker's gonna just do that.
Well, that's something. Hey, Danny, that's something y'all
need to negotiate,
that baby. That's something y'all need to negotiate and bring it back.
I gotta talk to Terry.
I'm here.
Terry?
What's up?
That's something. Did you hear what I said?
What was that? I was saying the back tie and the brake out the back door with Cold Killer with the SVO.
Hold on. Who said something about the back
tie? I ain't got no bars. Let's lock in.
Hold on, listen to what Tank Man said, that's correct.
Little Tony already told us that we had the back tire, and I said we had it by, you wanted the brake, you said you got to odd the money to get the brake.
You odd the money to get the fucking brake. I ain't saying nothing about no back tire, Danny, because your name ain't Gazillionaire no more. Because you laid on your fucking stomach last night. Your name is
Danny.
Danny, I didn't lay on my stomach.
If I didn't choose not to bet, I choose not to bet. So why you going to say I laid on my stomach?
Daddy, you know me and you always get up with a nickel or something. You didn't give me not one stinking ass $100 or nothing, man.
Nope.
Hey, Daniel.
Your mic is open. 312-0684. Your mic is open. Nope, I can't. Again, I apologize for the issues we have. Slouch, can you hear me? I'm opening up all the mics again, but I don't know what the problem is here. Tight man, your mic is open. Terry, your mic is open. We're dead. Hello? Hello? No, we lost everybody. Well, I mean, again, I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm going to say this. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank you guys for your support yesterday at Little Tony and Slouch's race. Hopefully by next week we'll have this issue resolved where we won't have these problems again. Thanks a lot for calling in. You know, thanks a lot for your support. And again, congratulations, man. T.I. on your win, Terry and crew, Donye, man. Like I said in the beginning of the show, you got a bad bitch, brother. Utmost respect to you, Tight Man. Appreciate you with that killer, man, bringing them up here, doing your thing, man. I'm going to close it out because I guess the line might even be dead. Again, thanks a lot. You guys have a good night, man. Everybody be safe, man. Oh, yeah. Motherfucking Motor City Mafia to the front, baby.
Hey,
we back?
That's the secret password. That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. That's the secret password. What's going on, Tight Man? Small Money Industries is here.
Hey, what were you saying, Tight? What were you saying, man?
I don't forgot what the hell I was saying, but anyway, I want to say, we ain't gonna get off this motherfucker, man. I ain't home yet. I need about 30 more minutes. But anyway, man, I want to thank Big Red. When I made it that Friday, man, the man already had the food going. And, you know, I do eat a lot. But, yeah, Kanye.
Yeah.
Just like Junior said, you got a bad bitch. You got a bad bitch. And you know what? If nobody else know what happened, you know what happened.
What were you saying? Hey, I heard you talking about I came in on the end of the bet or something about a bet.
It could be up to.
I was saying if they bet all money, we may get we may get a break. We may get a break out the back
door.
Yeah.
Yeah. He more of a driver.
I mean that. Hey, tight man, that's something. You know, get together with Terry. You know. Get together with a gazillionaire, and you guys figure that out. I'm gonna tell
Junior, that motherfucker's name is Danny. His name ain't no goddamn gazillionaire.
Hey, Danny, don't let that man call you Danny, man. Come on, man, cut that bullshit, bro. Come on now. I'm gonna tell you this, as a fan, I don't know if there's anybody on this station, but in the world, that wouldn't like to see that contract out that back door, boy. Yeah. I want to see that car stretch them legs.
Hey, somebody having their own little conversation with somebody over there.
Hey, yeah, John, you need to find that and mute their mic.
Yeah, they talking in to somebody else in the background.
I really think the Midwest is over grudge racing, man. The Midwest has
over grudge racing. You know what, Jack, man? We haven't made it there yet, man. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna give you a little bit of history about Illinois, Michigan. We've been doing this shit a long time. We just weren't on
the big
let's
stage.
Put it like this. We just weren't on the world stage, but underground, whether it was street racing, whether it was grudge racing at the track, whether it was street racing at the track. We've been doing this and doing this ugly for a long time. What it is, again, you know, the internet, all again, Slouch, Detroit Hood, BET, these are the dudes that Gunny Picks, these are the dudes that started to put us out there. So we on the stage now. But I'm going to say something, and everybody can take it how they want to. If they think that Illinois, Indiana, Michigan are some punks, y'all motherfuckers got problems, man. We gonna go. We might not go the way you want us to go, but yeah, we gonna go though. And we got some bad motherfuckers up here. Oh yeah,
definitely. Hey Junior, y'all will motherfucking go. But Junior, I got a question for you, motherfucker.
Okay.
How come I haven't met you, man?
I'm going to tell you this. You met me. See, you just don't remember. Yeah, you met me at the first race. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell y'all, it's personal. You know, I took the responsibility of my mother. My mother just turned 93. I'm blessed. I thank God every day. And I can't get out. You know, I work during the week. On the weekends, I got to give my woman a break. So, you know, I do what needs to be done. So I can't get out to the races the way I want to. But you and I met. You was pulling that little badass tow car out of the truck. And I'm going to tell you what you said. You looked dead at me. You like, who are you? I said, man, I'm Tone's little brother. He was like, you his brother? I said, yeah. And he looked at me like I was crazy. Because the thing is this, I may sound, some people say, I sound slow. I even sound black. But I ain't black. I'm Puerto Rican. But if you think about it, you did meet me. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But at the next event, I will tell you this. I will tell you this, type man, because you said something I like real slick. I will go up to you. At the last event, I will be there October the 5th. I will be at Gunny's race
God providing, everything's cool in the home front for September the 8th. But even if it's just a slap you in the mouth, I'm going to be there. You don't know who I am, brother.
I want you to be there, bro. No, hey, man, I just want to give you your props for, you know, stepping up and doing what your mom done for you, man. You know.
You know what, man? I'm blessed, and I thank you for that, man. You know, I'm truly blessed. I mean, every day, you know, I wake up, and again, this is a racing show, but we are people, you know,
and husbands
that's
and everything
right.
else,
that's
and,
right.
and for you to be man enough to say, you know, I was bullshitting. I just thought you wasn't coming to the show. You might have had to work or whatnot, man, but hey, man, I'm an only child. Me and my mom born on the same day, so hopefully one day I'll get the pleasure of doing what you're doing.
There you go. There you go. You know, I'm 50 years old, and I'm here because of her. So, I mean, I just do what little bit we can for to keep her comfortable till, you know, till the Lord says so. But one thing for sure, tight, anybody that knows me, guys from Chicago know, I don't think there's a motherfucker on this planet that love drag racing or grudge racing the way that I do. I just have to set it to the side for a little while. That's all. But it's cool, though. It's cool.
Hey, man. Like I said, much respect to you. And, see, it is more to life than this relationship. We just do it while we can.
No doubt. No doubt. And you know what, to me, there's two things that are the key things in life for me. And I'm pretty sure most racers believe in this, and that's family and racing. Other than that, the rest don't mean nothing to me. Other than family and racing, that's it. That's it, baby. Those are the two things. When you wake up in the morning, the first two things I think about is family and right back to them cars again. Let's go, baby.
Hey, tight.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what'd you tell me when I got to the track? You said, hey, man, you late getting to the track. I said, man, you know, we had the thing at Memorial Breakfast for my old man. You know, we was sitting around the house shucking and jiving. But the kids kept nudging at me like, man, we got to get out of here. I said, look, we're going to leave in a little bit. Man, tight, they nudged me all the way out the door until we got in the car. Until we got to the track.
And Sid, put that pedal to the metal. Let's ride.
Yeah. And what I told you, I say, man, damn racing. If you were doing, hey, man, family first, man. Because at the end of the day, no matter what we go through, they're the only ones that's going to be there.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's
man, it is what it is. And all the thing I can say is, whoever introduced the South to the Midwest and the Midwest to the South, hey, man, keep doing what they doing. Because I'm loving
this.
I'm loving it.
Hey, when is the Super Bowl? When is the Super Bowl? When the South and the North meet up somewhere in a neutral spot. When is the Super Bowl coming?
Hey, man. You know, all the thing I can say is down South, we don't stop all this fighting and shit. And, like I say, I tell y'all, don't get involved in that shit because I think the Detroit and Michigan and Chicago thing, they dragging off his car. Everybody's trying to lock in for September the 22nd. And all the bullshit of, I ain't going to this person's show, I ain't going to that person's show. Everybody coming. Trying to drag. So, okay, let's do what we do. Let's do what we do.
They're giving a couple of races down south.
Whoever that is talking to somebody else about a race that they're giving down south, could you please mute your mic? Hey, Tite, you want me to tell you something, man? For a minute down south, it was looking real bad for y'all.
you know, because they was airing out things that really don't need to be aired out, man. I understand. We do a lot of shit talking. I'm gonna put an example for you. We do a lot of shit talking. Our tempers flare up to a point where you sometimes even want to go at a person. But I guarantee you, if you left the track and you broke down, 100 motherfuckers are gonna pull over to see what the problem is, man.
That's just the way.
By nature, that's just the way we are. What it is, a lot of people got to learn, man. Leave all this personal bullshit out of it, man. Ain't nothing about what we do personal, man.
Exactly. And you know, I just like, you may hear me go at Danny. Know that you ain't heard me disrespect Donye at all. Because it's a level of respect, man.
Right,
Donye is one of the true. This dude don't get into the bullshit, and all he want to do is race. Now me, personally, I didn't want to run Donye because Donye, hey man, he get racist, man. And
that's right.
Some of these weak bitches gonna lay on their stomach, man. And Donye, you gonna be battling bad. The rest of the goddamn year and next year too.
I'ma tell you this, Donye, your stocks just went up. I personally feel you never wanna take a loss. But honestly, by having that loss against Cold Killer, that tells everybody else they have an opportunity still against you. Hey, Donye. Go get that money, man. Line them suckers up.
I think I still got a few little cubs out there.
You got some fishes in the water now.
Hey, I will put up some money that them motherfuckers lay on their stomach all over the United States when it comes to Donye. Nah.
Hey, I got a quick question. We ain't got too much time left. You know, I've been hearing little buzzes here and there. Who the fuck is this Nemesis? Ain't none of you guys trying to engage with him.
Junior.
Yes,
that's
sir?
A goddamn, that's a Mustang that runs on 315. And if you put some 29Ws on there, lock his ass in, man.
Hey, that's the same thing I told him, Ty. If he put some 29Ws on, get your ass down.
That's right.
Okay.
That goes, hey, man. Let me tell you something. Let me tell these motherfuckers that run on these drag radios or something, man. Hey, we already know that Ty is faster, man. So if you running on business, and you just, I got to be at this track, that track, and that track. Man, do like Cold Killer, Donye, motherfucking anybody else. We don't give a fuck where we put it down at. We just want to put it motherfucking down. Dick, don't put it down like that. Don't, hey, we ain't knocking your job, but you ain't going to trickle that no goddamn drag radio track. And that slick don't work.
Man, he trying to go to Valdosta with it on, man. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, Donye. It's going to be down south, it's going to be two tracks. It's going to be Valdosta, and it's going to be that weak-ass Holly Springs, man.
Yeah, I know.
But
up this way, they want to go to MIR. Put a 29 on and get y'all ass down, man.
So he's a prima donna then. He got selected places where he will go then. Okay.
That's why I do a motherfucker do like Greg Razor do and put that 29 on, and if a motherfucker with a 901 number right now, probably about to goddamn break the one button. But to a motherfucker do what a grand race would do and take them 29 and go, man, go lay your ass down on your stomach, man.
There you go. There you go. That's why I'm asking. You know, hey, Tyke, one thing I'm real good at, I'm good at finding shit out. I'm going to find something out if I put myself to it. And I see lately they be shooting little comments here and there about who's scared, who don't want to run them. And basically they were saying that none of you wanted to engage with it. But now I understand the reason why. Okay.
We already been on a private conversation. And you know what they're going to make? These two Wiggles do, man? They're going to make us get a set of them goddamn 315s and we're going to lay out for a minute. And then it ain't going to be no fun when the rabbit gets the gun, Junior. See,
yeah, you're right about that.
It takes time to master these goddamn ties. And since you ask who the fuck that car is, the motherfucker been testing all year. He been testing all year. Hey, man, ain't no need, man. I'm telling you, Junior, you got to do your homework in this shit. And then when I catch you trying to be slick, when I catch you trying to be slick, hey, man, I'll put the spotlight on your ass, man.
That's right. That's right.
I'll put the spotlight on your ass, man.
Hey, Tyke, man, when are you going to write a book for me to refer to so I can learn how to grudge race, man?
Who is it? Lakota.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lakota, I gave you my goddamn number, right?
Yep.
Now, all the thing you need to do is get all these balls and these gadgets I'm going to tell you to get.
Okay.
And I'm tired of them motherfuckers fucking with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyke man.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna send them a video and show them how it's done, are you? Because if you are, you're gonna have to send out a lot of videos because there's a lot of guys out here need to see how that shit's done, baby.
Hey, Junior. Hey, man.
Yeah.
That man gonna have to take 1 week off, and he gonna have to come and see me, man, and when he do that, we going to take it. We going to help Lil Carter out because he's trying to go, man. The man trying to go. He's trying to go. But
well,
I forgot to give a shout out to my buddy, Brian Davis. Rock motherfucker put me on Facebook sleeping.
Hey, Tyke. I just got done looking at that. That being on the tip of my tongue all night, I said, man, I wanted to hit you with a gut shot, but I said, you know what? Tyke being real cool, I'm going to let him pass on that. Hey, man.
Hey. I've been on 42 hours, man, straight. So, you know, hey, man, that's what I love about this shit that we do. We have fun. We bet a little money. It ain't no difference than going to Vegas. And we do what
That's right.
It's going to come a day that somebody knocks us off. But guess what? We're going to shake their motherfucking hand, and it may be Donye, it may be somebody else. We're going to shake their hand and tell them, boy, we'll be back. And see what makes a champion lose in one race, two races. A champion keeps coming, man. And they keep coming for the love of the game, not saying, oh, you locked Donye in the run for $3,000. But you're out big money. That ain't no champion. That's a fucking chump.
Hey, Joan.
Hey, now you know you're tearing the one button off and up right now, man. You know, right?
Hey, Joan.
Yeah.
Joan.
I predict, man,
that Donye and that damn Cold Killer, man, I predict that these sumbitches are going to run this whole goddamn grudge game.
But you forgot to say that both of them motherfuckers, they're part of Grudge Inc., man. But now, Donye, is the Motor City Mafia call? It's just like this here. When you get married, You're supposed to leave that mother and clean up that wife. But I told the pastor, man, in the church, man, I ain't going to argue with the Bible, but I laid out with this one, and I come out of that one right there. So which one you think I'm going to answer the phone for first?
There you go. There you go. You're right. You're right about that. I'm going to tell you this. This me from the outside looking in between Cold Killer, between Donye, you two have the two baddest G-bodies. I feel the two most consistent G-bodies. I'm not even going to say in the country. I'm going to say in the world, you know,
in the grudge world. It's one more motherfucker, but I'm going to give him his props. But he ain't brought his ass and stepped up yet. And the reason why I'm giving him his props is because he struggled with this motherfucker for the last 2 years, I know. And that's Johnny Realtree.
Yes,
he got the white Monte Carlo.
Hey, man. I've been hearing a lot about that, too.
Hey, dude was struggling with the car. And in this game, when we find somebody, not being funny, like my buddy Lincoln Leon, he's struggling with the car, but he's trying to go, man. And when you find dudes like that, instead of kicking them in the nuts, man, we got to tell the motherfucker, hey, we was there. Because last year at Regal, we were struggling. So, and Diego had his issues, man. And in Glenn's race, Luke Carter, because you talking about a handful, only thing you got to do is keep. You got to get with the right people. And go over your car. It may be something simple, but guess what? If you ain't got all them gadgets to tell you what the fuck going on, you're going to always be in the dark.
That's right. You're going to be chasing your tail. That's correct. Hey, tight man, you say about Realtree, Lethal Weapon is another car that if they ever sort it out, man,
hey
it's going to be ugly. It's going to be real ugly.
Hey, Daniel, he offered, I heard this on the way home. Say that motherfucker made one shakedown this weekend and offered Tony Wright the back tire. And Tony Wright laid on his motherfucking stomach, man. He laid on his stomach, man.
Yeah, he a bad man.
He's trying to sort it out. You know, he move around a lot down south.
But guess what?
Guys don't get up this way much.
But guess what? We got to start inviting these guys, man. Let me tell you something. The ride is not a bad ride. I do the motherfucker by myself. Y'all see me when I come in the train. It's just me. And that's working Monday through Friday or whenever I take off. So, hey, 12 hours is 12 hours. If it's on the job, it's 12 hours. If it's on the highway, it's 12 hours. Do what you do, man. But
that's
I promise you this here, Junior. If they bring their ass up at 131, and some of them other tracks up there, man, they going to see that we behind time with our tracks out here, man.
That's you know what?
I think
they'll love it up there, man.
Oh, man, I can imagine half of the guys that's down there that really say and feel they the baddest, they really get on a good track, something like Martin. Man, everybody going to have their mind blown. I'm sure half of them guys had their mind blown on their time split. Hey, when I made my first shakedown, I went down the track. It didn't feel like shit. I'm turning around and get the slip. I'm like, well, goddamn. So they just let me know that track working.
Hey, Tyke, man, last year, the white boys came up to Miley for a shootout. And the first 2-3 hits they made off the line, they bogged their car off the line. And they were saying, man, listen, man, they didn't have a tune-up for the car. Because they, and I'm not knocking, one thing I don't do, I don't knock nobody's tracks, you know. I go where I go and I don't go where I don't go. But if they was bogging, if they was bogging and couldn't get a tune-up, and this is when the white boys were flying down south.
Right,
man,
right.
Do you know what Martin, Michigan going to do to them, man? They come up there, they're going to pull the crank out that bitch, man. Shit.
But,
yeah.
But
that's
Julia for not being funny. People say, oh, y'all just raised Donye and y'all done this and y'all done that. If you ask me, and as I Junior say, my opinion is just like I asshole, everybody got one. If you ask me, right now, Donye is blood racer of the year, man.
No doubt.
He's been the Holly Springs. He's been the leader of Mississippi. He's been the Maryland twice. He's been the, Indiana, still, you're traveling. But every time you look up, you see Donye somewhere. And a dude like Donye got us traveling. Last year, y'all ain't see us nowhere. The year before that, you ain't see us nowhere. All the thing we did was go to Macon, South Austin, and fucking, and Dallas. Get on the road. Everybody that's going to be race teams, man, everybody can't be a driver. Everybody can't do, you know, they can't do X, Y, Z. But if you got a role, play your role and make sure you be the best guy at what you do in your race program. That's just like I told Leon this weekend. That's my guy. I was talking to Leon, this and that. I say, Leon, look at the motherfuckers you got around you, man.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah, I can hear it.
Look at the motherfuckers you got around you. You got to have some good people around you, and you got to trust them. But you can't trust them until they show you that they for real about their job.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Correct.
I want to see
you today. You giving some knowledge to him, Tyke. Tell it like it is, bro. You tell him.
I'm one of the biggest bullshitters in the game, and don't nobody like to have more fun than me. But I don't drink when we get ready to race. I don't do that. But as soon as that motherfucker over with, I'm in my zone.
That's right.
You know, man, this shit is. Right now, I'm very happy with where Gord's racing at down south, especially because we ain't fighting. But goddamn it, up there you got. Oh, I ain't going to this show. I ain't going to that show. Man, cut that bullshit out. Cause at the end of the day, it ain't where you're from. It's all about racing. That's all the thing this shit about.
That's right. You know, I said this. Yeah.
There's one motherfucker should have been swallowed or strangled at first, man. And I ain't going to get off his ass. Hey, that one motherfucker, he know who he is. That bitch should have been swallowed. His mama should have swallowed his ass. Or his daddy should have flushed him down the motherfucking commode.
Hey, neither one of them,
they should have strangled that bitch at first.
Listen, I know exactly what you're saying and who you saying. I'm going to say this. In Spanish, we have a saying, and I'm going to say it in Spanish, then I'll translate it in English. Si se lo meten, grita. Y si se lo sacan, grita más duro. Basically, what that means is if you stick it in, he'll scream. But if you pull it out, he'll scream even harder. That's the type of issues you got right there. He don't know whether he wants in or out, baby. Yeah, man.
Hey,
well, we
know
that right there.
I'm bullshit, man. He be around and he support everyone's show. And my thing is, stop always asking for the back top, motherfucker. You got a turbo car. You fuck with a turbo car. Wait, that motherfucker on his stomach, though. That motherfucker ran me so hot. He ran me so hot because He's like a bumper. That bitch's name is Bumper. When he see you having problems, he want to come over there and run you. He want to do this. Motherfucker, lock that great white in and be a part of the 105 club.
There you go. That's it. Hey, we ain't got but a few minutes. Hey, Slouch. I still got Slouch on. Fall off. Well, I guess.
Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to be funny, but what happened to the Motor City Mafia, man, in that damn shootout? Red said it was going to be the Michigan final.
Hey, Danny,
huh? I'm going to tell you what happened. They fucked up Chicago's finest. That's what happened.
No. We talking about in that gap.
It is not about the damn shootout. It's about the Chicago finest didn't even get in the shootout.
I'm gonna tell you what happened with that shootout. All right, Chicago, Illinois, Indiana showed up. That's what happened.
Some bad motherfuckers.
You ain't gotta
bad
ask.
Motherfuckers.
You ain't ask what happened. We showed up, baby. That's it. That's what's gonna happen. And again, I may be stepping out of bounds. October 5th, they putting up a big purse, guaranteed. Listen to what I'm saying, baby. Ain't no disputes, ain't no nothing. Guaranteed payout. I don't want to get into the numbers till they, but it'll be a real good payout. Again, I'm gonna say it today. If Illinois, Indiana show up, you might as well. Right at the bottom of that check, either. In fact, make the check Indiana.
Again.
It's gonna go either way, baby. Again.
Hey, Junior, I got to ask one question.
Yes, sir.
Where's that guy, Johnny Quick? I remember the last month I was up there, I think he heard his call.
You know what? I'm not sure about that. But if he wasn't there, then there had to be some type of issue. Because Johnny Quick,
I think he heard his cry at Milan. I think he heard his cry at Milan. They showed the video.
He had a big
nitrous explosion or something.
Yeah, he heard the con in Milan.
In fact, hey, Tight Man, I want to ask you a question. Being you and Danye, being that y'all Grudge Inc. members, you know, I don't get into none of the back and forth, which don't matter to me. But where the fuck is Wayne at? Where the fuck is Beans at? Where the fuck is where is Wayne? White trash. Where is Beans?
I got another question concerning Beans. Is Beans still got that go hard or go home belt?
No. He got the I went home belt.
I want to know what happened to that belt he ended up getting when he beat Jimbo down there at
he still
Mason.
Got it.
I want to know. He still got that belt? Is he defending it at 41 like he said he was doing?
No, sir. That's why I'm asking two of the premier Grudge Inc. members. Where's DJ Grant?
Some of these guys in town,
they having little technical difficulties right now. They trying to get things in order.
Hey, Donnie, quit giving the motherfucking political correct answer, man. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Now, ask the motherfucking lawyer so I can tell you the truth, man.
Okay, can I please speak to the lawyer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know where is, again, because I don't see him in the bushes. I don't see him behind the car, the building, nothing. Where is Biz? Where is DJ Grant? Where is Wayne at? White trash.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. It's like this right here. When you're part of a team and you got a Michael Jordan, and a Kobe Bryant, The rest of them motherfuckers really just get rebounds, man. You got you got to fade the black regal, and you got that gray regal. Hey man, that gray white. Hey man, it is what it is. The rest of them motherfuckers, you know what Grudge Inc. is doing right now. We're trying to clean up in our own house. We had to go up against Donye. We looking to fuck Big Low up on the 21st. And we just cleaning. You know, you can't go out in the streets until you clean up your own house. And the rest of them motherfuckers laying down. They are laying down. I'm talking about they got oil pressure. They got oil pressure now. Them motherfuckers just say, man, goddamn, them boys over there ain't bullshit. They talking about
Ain't nothing to talk about. We got to do what we got to do. But honestly feel and think Grudging has an outstanding group of cars and members. And I may be wrong in what I say, but if whoever the boss is, if he bag up and let them loose, oh yeah, they going to come and engage. I know, I honestly, and I'm not asking you to put you in any bad position, but I think I know the answer to it. I know that orders have been given out. Do not engage with them. Do not socialize with them. Do not partake with them. Well, guess what? You're missing out on the action. Because on my behalf, other than you two, ain't nobody else doing shit.
Hey, you Junior.
Know? Yes, sir?
Hey.
Yes, sir,
me, I've been a part of Grudging for a long time, since it started. And you can ask Danye,
yes,
whatever,
sir.
From up here. I called out everybody from Detroit yesterday. Ain't no one wanted to go with us.
See, but Terry, you a
but you can't
man,
say
man.
Just them two are the only ones trying to get down up there. Because I called out Timo. I offered Tony the back tire regulator.
Oh, hold on. Who that over there that yellow car the back tire?
S-B-O-B. Yes, yes. I got on the bike.
September 8th at US 41. No Limit Raceway, Gunny Pick, Leroy, Danny. They got a big show coming on, Streetcar Madness. If you can make it out there, man, show your support. September the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken, or the 28th, they got in Alabama the Race for Drag down there. You know, you got to show your support if you can. And October the 5th, the Motor City Mafia, Little Tony and Number One Slouch, they're going to close out the year. If you guys think these last few races was anything, you ain't seen nothing, man. Come on out there, man. Again, I appreciate you guys coming on.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior, let me throw that little plug in, you know, on behalf of Gold Killer Grudging, we have it, our final hit show at Macon National Dragway on October the 19th. And, hey, man, this is real talk, y'all. No matter who's throwing a show, we can't worry about who's getting nothing out the gate. But in order for this shit to keep going on, man, and we keep seeing one another and it grow, go and support. If you caught on, still go and support, man, because it costs a lot to run these damn cars. And go and support, man. That's what it's about, racing. It ain't about what organization you with, whatever. All we do is form groups of people that get along, talk shit, and try to race. So let's support one another so that you can see Cold Killer come up that way next year. See Donye travel, Terry travel, anybody that throw a show, man. Come on, let's stick to
what
we do.
I mean, tight, like you just said. In the end, what we're supporting is what we truly believe in, and that's grudge racing. You know?
And Junior, let me show you something. The show was packing crazy. Man, we left the front last night at like 1:30. And I'm turning in my goddamn television right now. We'll not drop a trailer or nothing, put all this shit inside the house. And you know how I made it here? I made it by the grace of the good Lord, but I made
That's
it
correct.
With my grudge family. With my grudge family.
There you go.
Not my family at the house. Everybody on the phone, we talking shit, we having fun. And I'm pulling in my subdivision, man. So let's just keep it racing, man. Keep it racing. Donye, let these motherfuckers know you trying to put together a show next year. You got goddamn 10,000 miles up under your belt this year.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to put together a show next year. And we're going to try to make it big.
Hey,
Kanye, I'm going to tell you this. The support, believe it, you're going to blow it through the roof, baby. Ain't no other way to do it, man. It's going to go through the roof.
I hope so.
Man.
That's the plan. We plan on making it big, man. You're having everybody
no
from all around.
That's what's up.
Come on out and
hey,
support.
Man, it's time to show them, baby. We do it up here. We don't play. Ain't nothing fake about what we doing up here, baby.
Hey, you said it good early. We've been doing this a long time. Now we just on the national stage.
That's right.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Before you close out, I gave everybody play-by-play what happened on the I was on the show last night, you know what I'm saying, for the people who didn't make it. I let them hear the burnouts and everything, play-by-play, what happened between Cold Killer and Donye.
That's the way to do that, baby. Hey, that's the thing, man.
You know, we love this shit so much that we were taking call in a show and listen to two loud-ass cars burn in, but yet it's an event going on an hour or 2 hours away from you, and the first thing you holler out, man, go and support. Shit.
That's correct. You can see
everybody, man. Let me tell you something. I talk shit to Gazillionaire and call him dead, you know, that's just shit talking, man. Let's do what we do
and
have fun. And
and keep this shit alive because it costs a lot of money to run this shit, man. A lot of money. And if a dude throw
That's
a show,
correct.
If a dude throw a show and you say, oh, he don't go to nobody race, or he ain't been down south. But whether or not he's been down south, he might can't afford to go down south. This shit is very expensive.
You right about that. Bueno, I got to close, gentlemen, again. I thank you guys very much. For whoever's out on the road, type man, glad you made it home safe. Everybody else, man, you guys have a safe weekend.
Hey, June, don't forget to thank the members of Motor City Mafia for cutting their check to Mantia.
Hey, listen. Danny, let's be humble now. Ain't no bragging or boasting, none of that shit, because it don't look good.
Hey,
but motherfucker,
no,
last man standing is Chicago, Illinois, baby.
Hey, June, the last three shootouts, Chicago done won. You know that, right?
That's all right. That's what we're supposed to do. That's the way we're supposed to do, man.
That damn Chicago standing up.
Yes,
they tough, baby. See, they thought we was bad just in basketball, motherfucker. We do more shit than that now. Come on now. Hey, man, I got to close, man. Everybody have a good night, man. Be blessed. And again, thank you, man.
All right.
All right.